This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. This will include reconstruction of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, restoration of national highways, rebuilding of schools, providing relief through the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, and distribution of mini kits for livestock. The Prime Minister was scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of the state, but the visit was cancelled due to the bad weather. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his Mauritius counterpart Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramagolam's visit to Kashi in Uttar Pradesh has become even more special considering the cultural significance of the city and the strong cultural linkages between India and Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they reviewed all aspects of bilateral cooperation and discussed regional as well as global issues. Prime Minister said that they also agreed to deepen cooperation in infrastructure, healthcare, digital technology, energy, maritime security and more. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam this evening in New Delhi. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began today under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conversationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel inaugurated the National Virus Research and Diagnostic Laboratory Conclave in New Delhi. The minister also released the in vitro diagnostic validation portal and protocols and exuded confidence in the new IVD validation portal. It will facilitate faster, more transparent and industry-friendly validation processes. The Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, inaugurated the first annual Green Hydrogen Research and Development Conference organized by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Joshi launched a new 100 crore rupees call for proposals to support startups in hydrogen innovation. The scheme will provide up to 5 crore rupees per project for pilot projects in innovative hydrogen production, storage, transport and utilization technologies. Nepal President Ramachandra Podel has said he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Mr. Podel's remarks comes as the country witnessed deadly violence over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of 34 people and also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as the Nepal's Prime Minister. Meanwhile, many civil society groups have urged Gen Z to address the current political situation through peaceful dialogue and democratic processes. Curfew will remain in place in Kathmandu, Bhaktpur and Lalitpur district until 6 a.m. today. In addition, in eastern Nepal bordering China, in Sankhu Vasaba district, the administration has issued a curfew order. In line with Section 6A of the Local Administration Act 2028, the district administration office imposed curfew to be effective from 6 p.m. today to 6 a.m. next day. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall spells over peninsular India for the next 4 to 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected over parts of northeast India, including Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. In cricket, Bangladesh registered their first ever T20 win over Hong Kong by cruising to a 7-wicket victory in their Asia Cup Group B game at the Sheikh Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. United Arab Emirates chasing 144 runs of victory, Bangladesh reached the target with 7 wickets in hand and 14 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.